And welcome to another Book on the Shelf podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
And we're doing something we've kind of never done before.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least in the sense of the immediacy.
Yes.
So welcome to episode 145. If you were here, oh, so far back on episode 142, we read Her Majesty's Royal Coven by Juno Dawson. And we're obsessed.
Yeah.
And it ended on a mother.
Yeah.
Frickety frackin' cliffhanger.
Yep.
So we both immediately borrowed the second book. And we're like, we're going to have to talk about this. Let's do some rearranging. So we are immediately talking about the sequel today. The Shadow Cabinet. And it also.
Oh, yeah. Did it ever. She does this thing where, like, it happened in both books where it's like, okay, this is wrapping up nicely. Like, this is great. There's going to be another book, but like everything's all tied up. And then it's just like, boom, right at the end. Here's your crazy cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, we'll get there. But then I also just have so many questions now because.
Oh, I have all the questions.
There is another book, but it seems to be like a short book, but also a prequel.
What?
But then everywhere, when you look at it, it says it's the third book, but, like, I don't think it is, so I don't know what's happening.
Oh, no. Is it, like, a 2.5?
I don't know.
Or, like, one of those weird... Oh, no.
Yeah, listen. I thought it was bad that we're going to have to wait till July. It might
actually
be longer than that.
This is so upsetting to
me. I know. Like, I even tried to, like, do some sleuthing as soon as I finished the book. And, like, I didn't find any, like, good answers.
I don't know. That's horrendous. Terrible. Terrible.
I know. Ugh. Juno Dawson, what are you doing to us?
Right?
Oh, and yeah. Juno has written a lot of books. Obviously, we talked about it in the other episode, but like, this book is Gay, Mind Your Head, Margo and Me, The Gender Games, Meat Market, and then this series that I shake my fist at, but only out of love and obsession. So yes, so book one, Her Majesty's Royal Coven, ends with Neve going to visit her comatose sister Kiara.
Mm-hmm.
And Kiara using some sort of gemstone to like swap bodies, but Neve doesn't go into her body, she dies.
Yep.
And like that, like it's just like, that's literally the last sentence. It's like over. And you're just like, wait, pardon me?
Mm-hmm.
And then this one starts with like, well, Kiara's funeral. Because nobody knows that Kiara is Neve. And you're just like.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, I have thoughts and feelings.
Right?
Well, because, like, Helena Vance was in charge of Her Majesty's Royal Coven. She went crazy. Mm-hmm. She ends up... is it in this book that we find out what happens to her, or does that happen in the wrap-up of the last one? I think it happens.
I literally don't remember.
Same. I know. It's all...
I think it happens in the wrap-up of the other one.
Yeah. I think you're right. But, yeah, so she... you know, is sentenced and done away with and whatnot. But Dabney Hale, who's like the evil warlock who basically actually caused all this to begin with, he's on the run. So like, we're still trying to figure that out. People are still trying to figure out what's happening with Theo and like, is Theo the Sully child who's going to be a Leviathan who's going to like end the world and all this stuff. But then like, Neve is dead, but it's not.
I know.
But then, like, it is, and you're just like, oh.
Like, listen, I was really hoping that Neve was not dead.
I know.
And now I'm thinking Neve is just dead.
Well, but then, like, the last sentence of this book.
I know.
Right? Right? We'll get there. We'll get there.
Oh my God.
So yeah, so it starts with the funeral for the body of the dead sister.
Yes.
And it's so weird because, like, the whole time, like, you know it's Kiara, but then, like, she's obviously pretending to be Neve, so it's kind of this, like, back and forth, but, like, we know that it's her, but then, like, nobody else knows that it's her, but then, like, and then, like, the funeral is all sad, and, like, man.
I know, right?
Well, because all the girls are, like, kind of in this weird place because, like, they were all friends.
Yeah.
But then, like, Kiara went bad in the, like, the war before times.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they still lost this person that they were really close friends with, but also, like, she was bad. So, like, everyone kind of feels weird.
Yeah.
Which I totally get. Ugh, man. But then, yeah, Theo figures it out immediately.
Oh, immediately.
Because Theo is so strong.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when Kiara, like, wipes their memory and starts giving them herbs and stuff to, like, snuff out their powers. And
you're she like, fully, like, just, like, yeah, fully just dampens Theo's powers by, like, sprinkling weird herbs in her food.
Yeah.
You're like, okay. Cool. Oh, dear. And then poor Theo is, like, thinking that she's just lost her powers, that, like, somehow, because, like, in the last book she has, like, a full transformation through, like, Neve. I don't know, it was, like, this crazy, like, they can't even really figure out how it happened,
yeah,
right? Because she's like, yeah,
oh my God, because that doesn't really happen at the end of this book either.
Yeah, there's some weird stuff going on. Anyway.
Because I remember that one part, but then I was like, but we don't go back to that.
I know.
But yeah, so Baylor is just like, you know, a lot of the, you know, women keep saying, oh, like, you know, like it's hormones, like it can affect your powers and this and that. Of course, obviously. Everything always ruins everything.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Girl sucks. It's stupid. Well, and then this whole time, so, like, everyone believing that Neve is still alive, she's going to be sworn in as the High Priestess.
Yes.
And you're like, and we still don't know. At the, like, it kind of starts where we think Kiara is still evil, but she doesn't really know because she doesn't remember so much.
Yeah, that's right. She doesn't remember, like, hardly anything.
Because I think everyone thought when a witch, like, severed someone, it, like, was gone. But, like, she kind of, like, it was, like, she didn't realize how it worked. And then, like, so she kind of does remember some things and, like.
Yeah, it's like there's just, like, holes in all of her memories, basically. Like, she just has these blank spaces where she doesn't know what happened.
Yeah, and, like, throughout the book, it slowly starts to come back because, like, she's trying to remember things.
Which, like, damn, there were some reveals with that, too, that I was like, what?
There were, like, so many things that just, like, kept happening.
Oh, my.
And, of course, so the whole time, like, obviously now, like, Her Majesty's Royal Coven is, like, trying to look for Dabney Hale, but then, like, Leone's brother is missing as well, because, like, he's gone after Hale, but, like, no one seems to know where he is. And, like, obviously, Theo and Holly are trying to do their, like, young witch learning thing, but, like, also trying to figure out, like, what exactly Theo went through, and then just, like, what is going on, too, because they can tell that something's off, and you're just like, ugh. And then, like, when Kiara went to go see, like, Irina, the oracle, and you're just, like, she just, like, knew. And she's just, like, yeah, no, like, I know who you are, like.
Well, of course she did. She's an oracle. Yeah. She sees things.
But then even, like, Irina was, like, you have to kill Theo.
Yeah.
And I was, like, what?
Yeah.
Because, and then, like, and that's why, like, so I really liked how Kiara was written this whole time, because
me too,
as it was going, like, she never really seemed or came across super bad or evil. So, like, there's a few moments where she kind of, like, you know, not even that she does super questionable stuff. Well, I mean, okay, she summons the demon. But, like,
yeah,
when she's doing that, she's also, it's out of just her trying to, like, figure other things out. Like, she wasn't trying to summon him to, like, be evil like Dabney was or anything. And she still, you know, like, when Irina was like, oh, yeah, no, like, you need to kill Theo. Even Carol was like, it's just, she's just a girl. Like, what?
Right.
What is everyone so, you know, and she still kept trying to, like, help Theo out at the cabin. And, like, she was never really doing bad things.
No, and, like, the way you find out more and more about her as the story progresses, like, you sort of see what happened.
Yeah.
And the way that the like, obviously the demon possession consorting with demons is such a metaphor for, like, addiction was really interesting. Like,
Yeah,
you could just, like, see how it happened. Even, like, since they were kids.
Yeah.
Like, it's like Kiara's whole upbringing just became, like, a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Well, and that's why it's so interesting, because, like, obviously they talk about, like, free will and, like, you know, the oracles, you know, obviously, like, see things. And so, like, later on, in one of her, like, sort of memory flashback things, she remembers a time when her mom took her to London to, like, see some kind of witch doctor, oracle, someone. And was like, okay, yeah, like, you need to, like, rid her of the demons. And, like, that woman was like, oh, no, like, they're not there now. Like, yeah. Oh, they will be later, for sure. But, like, and it was just this, like, but then how do you not do that? And I think it was in the latest Jedediah Jenkins book. Like, he has that conversation with his mom about, like, I think he doesn't believe in free will.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, like, everything's kind of, and it's, like, so then in this, it was so interesting because it kind of had that whole, like, if the oracles can see everything that happens, but at the same time, people can kind of sort of choose their path. And then, like, because her and Neve were twins and it was this whole, like, the good one and the bad one. Yeah. But, like,
it's like the whole Macbeth question. If Macbeth had never heard the prophecy, would everything have played out the way the prophecy foretold?
Yeah.
Possibly not. Because everything he did was in an attempt to prevent it.
Yeah.
And, like, same with, like, Oedipus, too, right? Like, that whole thing about, you know, killing his father and sleeping with his mother and tries, like, they try to prevent that so hard that that's how it actually ends up happening.
Yeah, because it's, like, all you're thinking about.
Yeah.
And even just, you know, when Kiara was a teenager and she, like, hexed that boy, which then, like, she got in trouble for that, and then she wasn't allowed to go to the school.
Right.
But she was doing it because, I think, was he teasing her or teasing one of her friends or something? Like, it wasn't...
He grabbed Leonie's boob.
Oh, right, that's what it was. And...
So, quite frankly, he deserved it.
Right? And it was this thing where it's, like, it's not like she was just... Obviously, I understand the rules of, like, not hexing mundanes, but it was...
Correct.
This defend... Like, it was as if they didn't actually care, like, what he did or why he did. Like, for doing it.
Yeah.
And then, because of that, she didn't get to go to the school that she wanted to go to, which then meant she ended up at the school with Helena and Dabney and this and that, and it was just like...
And ended up meeting Jude.
I don't even know where to go. The whole end of... I have so many...
literally said what out loud. I was reading the end.
And, like, seven times.
Oh, I reread that part several times because I was like, wait, what? Wait, what? And then I was, like, thinking back and I'm like, wait, what? And I was just so confused.
One, because it gave me that, like, obviously we'll, like, spoil that eventually.
Oh yeah, that's gonna but be a massive spoiler, just FYI,
because it gave me the, like, oh my god, the sixth sense that like,
yes. Yes, 100%.
Where then I had, like, I was trying to think of, like, okay, but, like, what were people, like, ever same. Not in the same, you know, but then I was like, no, but, like, no, everyone, and everyone. Then I just couldn't, and then I was like, but is it some kind of...
I think I understand what happened.
Yeah.
But, like, Oh, wow. That was quite
Yeah.
the holy smokes.
So we have the Oracle telling Kiara to kill Theo. Obviously, like, Theo and Holly are still hanging out all the time, and Kiara summons a
BFFs.
demon. Leonie goes to just subtle, whatever, demon, it's fine.
Fine, it's no big
It's
deal.
no big deal. Leonie goes to Italy,
Yeah,
and
to
that's where
look
she
for
finds.
Dabney Hale.
Yes. But,
And
like,
her brother, because her brother's gone after him.
and no one's been able to, like, track him or anything. But she meets a dancer who's at this, like, because there's this known, so, like, Domino, she has clubs, and she know, like, everybody knows that at least Domino probably knows something about somebody or where Hale might be, whatever. But she meets this dancer who she ends up saving, because also Domino just, like, takes the outer shell of people and, like,
This
wears
was
them for a
so
while.
creepy because, like, we knew that Domino was, like, basically wearing other people as, like, a skin suit. But then, yeah, so after Leonie meets this dancer, and then while they're still at this club, she sort of, like, the dancer, like, drops a key for her to get and is like, get me out of this situation, basically.
Yeah, I have information to help you, but you have to help me first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, then Leonie goes to the house, the address that the dancer gives her. And it turns out that she's just like keeping all these girls in like weird glass coffins, like Sleeping Beauty style.
Yeah, that was super.
It was super creepy. Super, super creepy.
Well, and I like too how, like, so much of it ended up being about, like, because even Leonie was like, I'm pretty sure Domino's just like some old rich white lady.
Yeah.
which she was.
She was, yeah.
Yeah.
Hundo.
Well, and then, like, well, this is happening. Kiara keeps, like, starting to, like, freak out because she's like, I mean, she did summon a demon, but then she's trying to get her memories back.
Yes.
So it just, she kind of keeps having these, like, flashes in and out of, like, not necessarily knowing if it's a memory or if she's, like, actually in the moment of things, like when she's in, like, at some point there when she's in the tub and she keeps coming back and forth. But then, because
Oh, my Lord.
so of course she, like, is enjoying her time with Luke.
Yep, she's having a fun time.
And I mean, he is as well. And I mean, hey, who doesn't like a little spice? But the whole time you're just like, oh man, because he thinks it's Neve. But then,
Yep.
like, she's also just trying to, like, get hers. And then, like, oh, it's tough. And I'm just. And at this point, like, you still don't, like. I still had hope that, like, Neve existed.
Yeah, same.
But then also, like, I really like Luke. And I just, like, wanted him to be happy. And then, obviously, we'll get to him later. Which also was like, what? I just can't believe how much happened in this
Oh,
book.
so much happened in this book. So much happened.
One, because, like, so the Oracle dies, slash, Kiara killed her,
Slash Kiara,
questionable.
well, slash Kiara summoned the demon that then had her offed.
And you're just like, I feel like that's. I feel like killing people is probably bad, but, like, something about the
Probably.
oracles just feels different. Like, it's probably one that you shouldn't do. And then Elle and Kiara go to yoga. And, like, I just felt so bad for Elle this whole
Oh my God, I know.
book because, like, she just.
She's having a hard time.
Just everything is, like.
Oof. Her life's falling apart.
Well, because you knew from, like, the first book that, like, it was kind of. Not really, like, real anyways, right? Because she always had the glamour over herself so that her husband, like, saw her physically the way that she wanted and, like, all these little things that, like, clearly come in, like, later. Oh my God. And then, yeah, so, like, she's sad about, because they're also sad about, like, Kiara dying, no matter even if that was, like, she was bad or whatever. But then Kiara as Neve, they, like, run in to Jez, and then Kiara just tells all about the affair, which Leonie also knew about and didn't tell her because, I mean,
Well, and didn't
stuff was
Neve
happening.
also know and decide not to?
I think so. I can't totally remember.
I also don't totally remember.
But like Leonie for sure knew, and I think because like she found out and then was like kind of threatened him to be like, I know that, like I
Yeah.
know you
And
need to.
Holly had also figured it out, or like was sort of almost figured it out.
Yeah, but then again, like all the stuff with Helena and people dying and whatnot happened and fighting in on the bridge and stuff happened, so like people kind of took a step back for a second, but then because it's actually Kiara in Neve, she was just like, fuck it, like, and you're just like, oh man, I just felt so bad.
Yeah, same.
This whole thing. Yeah. Well, and then, okay, see, like, I feel like I just have a thousand questions now because, like, a whole bunch of the stuff with, like, the teens is Theo was trying to figure out if she likes Milo. And then, like, Milo seems to like her, but, like, Holly doesn't want either of them liking each other. But then, like, how does any of this, is that
I
why? Right? Like, literally until the very end of the book, I was like, oh yeah, no, this all makes sense. And especially because we learn later in the book that Holly, when prior to Theo, to like Neve
Yeah,
transforming
like transitioning.
Theo, like she had a crush on Theo as previous Theo, but then now still does. So like she's kind of realized that, because I can't remember what Theo says, or if she just flat out says like, oh, are you queer?
I think she does
Yeah.
just
And then
straight
she's
up
like,
say
no,
that.
because like that's super cool. Like this is great. And she's just like, so like we learned that about Holly. And then it still makes sense that like why she wouldn't want her brother to date her best friend, but then also like the person that she has a crush on. But then what does that mean in the end? I
I don't know, man.
I just, what? But yeah, so it's just like them always kind of like trying to figure that stuff out. And then we get a Luke chapter. And I was like, oh, we haven't had a Luke chapter before. That's interesting. Oh yeah, it was. It was.
Wasn't it just?
Literally in my notes, it's because his dad is not dead, to which we had previously thought, but is the head of like a men's club that are witch hunters from like 1727, because that was the last time, I think, in the US, like when something officially, or the UK, when there was like proper.
My dog is dreaming.
That was perfect. Also, because like the podcat was meowing before, so this is just going to be an animal forward episode. Oh, those are the cutest little puppy dreams.
Some doggy dreams happening.
But yeah, so like he's in this, like Luke, I guess technically, I think in this first chapter, we don't like officially know if he's like
Yeah, I think you're right.
in.
But we eventually find out that like the reason he is living where he's living is to find witches.
Except that, like, he never really. I think, like, when he was younger, he kind of bought into it, but at this point. And, like, the way I kind of even took it was even this whole time, like, once they sent him to Hebden Bridge to, like, live there, he was really kind of just doing it to be like, oh, yeah, I'm doing it.
Yeah,
Like.
exactly.
And then, especially now, obviously, because he does know some witches. He's been, like, trying to, like, throw everyone off the scent. But I was just like, what?
I know. I know.
No. Well, and then, oh my God, so what?
I know.
So like, I don't know how you pronounce, how did you in your head pronounce the dancer's name?
Sine?
Yes, me as well. Okay.
Okay.
That's what we're
I
gonna
just
call
assumed it was kind of French.
them. Yeah. But yeah, so like Leonie and Sine go to Turkey because that's the last place that then they've heard Hale is. And because apparently he might be searching for like the Seal of Solomon. And I was like, mm-hmm. what?
I know, which I was then, like, what is this like, Indiana Jones?
Yeah. Especially yeah. because later, while they're there, they end up going to an archaeological dig.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman who's like the professor or whatever, who's like in charge of it, is saying that they might have found the Queen of Sheba.
Mm-hmm.
Which then, of course, in my head, I'm like, wait, what? Like,
right?
And I just had this moment of, because you always hear the like, out of all that, you know, like, historical mythology, whatever, or like kind of, you know, Egyptian tombs or just mm-hmm. all that kind of, whether it's South American stuff or Egyptian stuff, but like you always hear people talking, oh, like the Queen of Sheba, blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah,
I just never, I feel like that was just one of those things that like I had never
same
read or like actually heard more of that story or myth or possibility of like historical fact or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, what? Yeah.
Yep.
Again, this book has everything. It has
everything.
It has witches. It has archaeological digs. It has
right? Like,
oh man. But then, well, God, literally everything. Because Kiara is going to be like appointed as the high priestess, there's going to be like a whole coronation, and then the prime minister gets mm-hmm. involved, getting up in everybody's business.
Oh yeah, all of that too. Oh my god.
Well, and because so like that's kind of when we learn, I think that's when we like learn, but like what the shadow cabinet is, and it's basically it's some of the witches and like some of the mundanes who are in yeah. like political office, like kind of have a little group just to kind of be like, okay, you know, we're doing this, you guys are doing that, whatever. And I'm like, oh yeah, like that totally makes sense. But it was just, yeah, I just wasn't even thinking that we were like getting into like real politics as well.
Oh, yeah.
And not just like metaphorical stuff. But then, because yeah. obviously like it all plays into, there's so many metaphors and themes. Man.
Mm-hmm.
I also loved, of course, that like the prime minister is just like a puppet, really, and his like assistant is kind of
yeah.
running the show, who was yeah. like clearly sketchy.
Oh yeah.
And then that's when we learn that there's a whole like group of the witches who are like call themselves like the trad witches, because it's just,
oh yeah, that was crazy, like trad wives, except they're trad witches,
and they like, you know, witches should only be with other like warlocks and like, you know, like keeping the bloodlines pure and blah blah. And I was like, oh my god.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't know if it's just because I do like witches, but I feel like, and obviously just because of the times we are living in, like, everything being so horrible, lots of fantasy and supernatural books have the underlyings of all the things that are happening in real life.
Yeah.
And, like, metaphors for things and, you know, different aliens or monsters are equal to different human whatever things.
Yeah, 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 totally.
But just something about it in this, like, it just, it like hit harder, or just like in a way where I was just like, yep, agreed, mm-hmm. totally mm-hmm. correct, like yeah, it was just like, it was just done really well, but then also like, or maybe just in a way because I like witches that I just like understood, you know, like
mm-hmm.
or like got all the hidden references, or like I don't know,
yeah,
and it like, or I guess maybe also it just didn't feel like that it was like too blatant to be like, oh, this is meant to be that, or like, yeah, because you know, it was just like, no, obviously, like that's the world that we live in, and it just, I don't know,
yeah,
whatever I'm trying to say, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I also love that Kiara like shuts her down immediately.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing, right? So like this whole book, like I kept waiting for Kiara to just be like super evil, bad, kill mm-hmm. everybody. But, like, she, like...
No, she wasn't at all.
All these things, especially, like, this, right? When she was...
Yeah.
What was her name? Selena? And she was just like, no.
Yeah.
You're dumb. And it was like, yeah, she missed all these years and, like... Because it's funny, too, like, where she has to keep getting some people to, like, explain stuff to her.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't know it. But, like, the decency and, like... Well, I guess I can't really say, like, the humanness, but the... Because it would be the witchness, but or just the like the being, yeah. the beingness, like is still in her, and like she understood that, like, oh no, like you can't just not like a group of people because of XYZ. Like, that's not cool. And like,
Yeah.
yeah, I felt like I was not supposed to like her, but then I was liking her, and then it was just confusing because I
I
was like,
know. I
you're not
also liked
naive, but
her.
like also like I'm not mad at you. Like, I thought I was gonna be.
Right. I know. So true. Yeah. Wild.
Ugh. And then Elle confronts Jazz
Oh.
about his affair.
This was wild.
Yeah.
For a hot minute, I thought she murdered that man.
And that's definitely what we were meant to
Oh,
think.
yeah. Because, like, you can tell as they're talking that she's, like, losing control of her powers and something's happening. Like, he's, like, in pain. And she's just, like, got, like, this, like, red hot rage that is clearly out of her control. And then the next thing we know, she's telling the kids that, like, he's left. And I was like, oh my God, he's dead. She murdered him.
One, because it just says like she's like she blacks out and she wakes up and like sees what she did to Jez,
Yeah.
and then like goes to tell the kids that he like ran away or like,
Yeah.
and you're like, what?
Ran off with the.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because and yeah, at that point in my notes, I was like, oh my God, she killed him.
Right? Boy.
And because then yeah, like even at that point, like she doesn't know what she did, because like I think she's a level four
Yeah.
healer, and she's like, I don't have the power to like do that kind of stuff. I've never blacked out before. I've never
Yeah.
done whatever she did. And again, we don't know at this point. You're just like, did she explode him? Did she like,
Right? I was like, did she melt him?
yeah, like I was just
Kind
like,
of.
I was like, there clearly was some sort of evidence of his being left.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, what state? Like, was it goo? Was it
Right? Like what
splatter? Like, what?
happened? Yeah. Right? Absolutely bananas.
I think. And then, yeah, so like, Theo and Milo end up going for a walk. Because obviously, like, Milo's trying to deal with the fact that his dad left.
Is he though?
What? Oh my God. And yeah, that's when they kind of like establish that they like each other, but they're like, well, Theo's just like, no, we can't do
Yeah,
this.
we can't do this.
Oh, and then again, like, Kiara and Luke, like, they have dinner, they have like some good sex,
Yep.
and like kind of talk about witch stuff, but then at this point you're like, yeah, but is he a trying to kill witches? Like, what?
Yeah.
And then of course she can't sleep, and then that's when like the demon keeps like bugging her, and you're just like,
All of the creepy demons
yeah.
were so creepy.
Well, because yeah, they were always just like off in a corner somewhere where like you couldn't
Yeah.
really see them. You could just tell that something was there. Or like, yeah, like later when she's having the bath and she keeps like going under the water. And just,
Yeah, was it
yeah,
like the
you're
one that
just.
like tries to drown her or something?
Well, and like at various points, right? Because they talk to her like telepathically, you know? So it's just kind of like
Yeah.
she just hears a voice somewhere and you're like, ugh.
Yeah, it's real
Creeps
creepy.
us. So creepy.
Well, and there's that one where she's in like, it's like a flashback with Jude.
Yeah.
And they're like a bunch of moths. And I was like, oh,
Ugh.
another reason for Jet to hate moths.
Like two things in the entire world that I'm
Just
afraid of,
like
and one of them is
beating
moths.
against the window, all demonic.
Out, I'm out, I'm
Yeah,
out.
yeah.
When I was in
Yeah.
Salem, there was like obviously all the like, because it's like touristy things, so there's even just like toy
Yeah.
stores and stuff. But there was one. I got a stuffed mincemeat heart. Hilarious.
Nice.
Anyways, but there's a bunch of other stuff, because like, and especially now because everything's like Jellycats and Squishmallows
Oh,
and whatever those things.
yeah.
But there's this cute little like thing, and at first I was like, oh my God, it's a bee, and then I was like, no,
Uh-oh.
that is clearly a stuffed and cute as hell giant fluffy Silence of the Lambs like death head moth. Was just like, oh nope, because
Yeah.
I like literally was like about to pick it up being like, oh my God, this is the cutest like fat stuff beat. No, that is a death head moth. No, thank you.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, everything was just, 'cause even like in the first book, like at the end when the demon like comes out of the forest and is like sucked up through the,
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
it's all, it's really a, I know I keep saying it, but like these books just have everything. Like, do you know Dawson just gets into that, like, you know, like there's little bits of smut in all of them, there's little bits of creep in all of them, there's like humor in all, like it's just,
Yeah, it really does.
but yeah, so then that's when we find out about the Queen of Sheba, and I was like, wait, that's a real thing, like
I
it's not
know,
just like
right?
that cat food or whatever. But then we have another Luke chapter, and that's when we realize, or that like his dad's not dead and he wants to kill witches, and that Luke's dad drowned his mom because his mom was a witch. And like clearly was like going to leave Peter, obviously because he was an asshat
Obviously.
in so many ways. He seemed like he was clearly very much not a good man. And still isn't. But then yeah, so then you're like, oh, okay, like Luke's not on their side. So that like made me feel better, but then at the same time, like stuff happens.
Yeah, stuff
Oh.
happens. Stuff indeed happens.
Oh.
Oh boy.
Oh man, I just can't even believe how much stuff happens in this book. Oh my god. Okay, what else? That I think. Oh, so yeah, so the Prime Minister just like shows up at.
Oh yeah, at the headquarters,
Yeah.
the HMRC headquarters.
And of course, like Kira's there trying to like show them around and like being like, no, like this is literally just like a regular office, like it's super boring. But his like sketchy little assistant is like, no, like we want to see the
Hate that
gym where you guys
guy.
like do stuff. So of course then that's when Kira goes over the edge and like makes them think that they're like drowning, but
Yeah.
like
I was gonna say fake drowns them.
yeah. And then of course she's like, oh great, now they do know that like we
That
could
we're
be,
dangerous,
yeah,
basically.
dangerous. And you're just like, oh man. Man, oh man. Yeah, so like Leonie's still in the archaeological dig, but that's when like she's kind of putting it together, like they've definitely found like something. So she's gonna follow Zara, who was the archaeological dig lady, who we learn more about. Yeah. It's just like nonstop. I just can't even like, 'cause like now as I'm going over my notes, I'm like, oh my god, like stuff just constantly
It just
happening.
kept happening.
Yeah. 'Cause yeah, Theo is watching Milo play football. Holly's mad. That's the whole thing. Ay, ay, ay. And that's when like Kiara then starts having like realizations like about her memories and like trying to like put everything together. But then that's when Luke doesn't come over, and you're like, why can't he come over? Because he's going to that club, and we just learn how shitty everyone is. Because, of course, at this point, he's trying to save Neve and her friends. So he kind of has to pick someone to, like, sacrifice or to, like, give to the club so that they, like, have someone
So
that they can,
so they
like.
stop like poking around.
Yeah, his direct related people. And of course, in this too, like, even I think, like, Luke talks about how he realizes that, like, so many of the witches that were killed by the various witch finders and stuff like that were, you know, unmarried women, trans people, women with mental health issues, like, all these things were just like, yep, just reasons. That's just the regular reasons that, like, women have to be scared every day. Just like, oh, they're just. Well, at one point too, he's like, I should just like kill my dad. Like, I just need to like, this is where we're at. Like, I need to do that. But he ends up giving them Sheila, the vicar who like helped in the last episode, the last book. But, well, and also because, yeah, she's trying to be a vicar and she's gay. So like, and she's a witch. So like, all the things. Oh my God, she's the worst person. These guys are so stupid. I hate them.
They are. They're the worst.
Ugh. But then that's when Luke's dad, Peter, had brought in a warlock to like read Luke's mind. And then that's when you're like, this isn't even about magic, because if it was about magic, they wouldn't want to be hanging out with warlocks either.
Yeah, they just don't like women.
It's women and powerful women. And yeah. You're just like, ugh.
Right? So gross. They're so gross, all of them.
Yeah. Yep.
The worst. Yeah.
And then we end up with Leonie in, like, she goes through one of those water conduits again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To this, like...
Weird island.
Weird island that's made up all of vowels.
Yeah, there's a 0% chance I can even attempt to pronounce that.
But that was even a line in the book of, like, when she said it to Zara, that she, like, it just said, like, that she, like, brutally mispronounced or whatever. Yeah. Because it's A-E-A-E-A. So, like... Yeah.
A-E-A-E-A?
In my head, I was just kind of reading it as, like, A-A.
Yeah, that's kind of how I was reading it,
but I was like, A-A-A-A? Like, are there more syllables in there?
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh, like, is this something... And I didn't actually look it up, because obviously, like, the Seal of Solomon is, like, well, I mean, a thing, or, like, a myth, or
so whatever. I think because they mentioned Circe at some point, so I'm assuming it's from Greek mythology. Ah, yes, the island inhabited by Circe.
Okay, yeah. But again, yeah, there was no word that I was, like...
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah. So anyway, this, like, secret slash mythological Greek island... there, and like, so the witches, so Zara, who was running the archaeological dig, was a witch, and like, they did find the Seal of Solomon, and it's actually like a crown, and they're just, and there's more oracles, and they're like, yep, no, you're gonna have to fight hail, like, this is a huge big thing, like, mm-hmm. And then like, they're almost like kisses Leonie, and they have like this whole like relationship talk, but then that's when Leonie is like, finally realizes that, like, no, she is just like so beyond in love with Chinara that like, because they did technically have, like, an open relationship, mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's just, like, we know things are going to happen. Man.
Yeah.
Well, and then, yeah, so then we get another Kiara chapter. She's checking on Elle, obviously, and then this is the bath chapter where, like, the memories are kind of coming back and stuff, and, like, because I guess everyone thought when you did this everything, yeah, like, the memories were, like, destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's described at one point, maybe later, where it's just, like, it's more that they were, like, torn up into, like, little tiny pieces.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to, like, they're there, but you have to, like, put them back together.
Put them all back together, yeah.
And then this is where we get more of, like, Jude, her first love. And you're just like, ugh. Yeah. And even then, like, because they just seem to be, like, young and in love and doing mm-hmm. their thing and... But then at one point, he also just, like, he just leaves. Like, he's just gone.
Yeah.
She doesn't know why. And because of that, I kept thinking, like, it was going to be something else. Then it did end up being something else.
But, like, did it ever.
Because I was like, oh, like,
well, and, like, at what point do we find out that they had the book, The Song of Osiris?
I don't remember.
Because at some point, we learned that, and that's the book that Theo steals from... Annie Device's house when her and Holly go looking for information about what happened with her transformation.
Mm-hmm.
But this book is like blank inside.
Yeah. Which comes up later.
Yeah.
But I forgot that like Kiara and Jude had it. Because even that, then it like turns back into what seems to be like a real memory of after he was gone,
mm-hmm.
Kiara was like clearly not doing well. And she like went to go see Neve and Conrad.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, she was... And, like, she had, like, started sleeping with Dabney because, like, Jude was gone. And she was just, like, a mess. And, like, it was just... But, yeah, then, like, Theo had to, like, save her from the bathtub because, like, the demon was trying to drown her.
And yeah.
Like, what's happening? And because, again, even in the first book, like, we've never find out what happens to Conrad. We just know that he was killed
mm-hmm.
by Kiara.
Allegedly.
Oh my god.
Allegedly.
But then, yeah, so we keep getting these little, like, memory flashbacks to, like, that are leading us up to that. Oh, man. But, yeah, then she goes and, like, does more death spells at, like, Helena Vance's family's like mausoleum, and you're just like, oh, yeah, we need to stop doing the death
Oh
spells.
my God.
And she like kills a bat and like tries to ask
Oh.
Helena like why she brought her back, and it's just that whole thing of like you were chosen, and like I don't know, you're just like, it's so weird.
Yeah, madness.
Yeah.
Madness.
Oh. Well, and then, so Leonie's on the island, but like that's when she like wakes up from a dream, and like Hale has the seal on. It's actually a crown that he's wearing, it's not a ring. And then supposedly like he had paid Sinead to like bring her
Yeah.
there, and even Leonie is like, I don't believe that. Like, I'm more powerful than her. I was able to read her. Like, something isn't right there. And even that, like, we don't really find out what happens there.
Right?
So many questions. Oh,
And we still don't know what happened to Sine.
no. Yeah, it's just like she's just supposedly gone. I don't
Yeah.
know.
I know.
But then this is then when we find that Elle turned Jez to stone.
Oh, yeah.
And so she keeps like trying to like push her healing energy into him. So like we know that he's like alive, but he's
Yeah, he's like
stone.
alive in there, but he's like, yeah,
Yeah.
turned into a basically a, yeah, a big rock.
Well, then as she's going to meet, well, you know, quote unquote Neve, at the usual cafe, she says, of course, and Kiara as Neve is like, which one is that?
I
But
know, and I love
the
how you get like Elle's like, of course it's that one, like that's the one we always go to, but she's so distracted by like
Yeah.
what's happened with Jez that she doesn't like
Yeah.
register it as weird.
But then the receptionist that he's been sleeping with
Yep.
shows up, because obviously like the garage that he worked at slash owned is like closed. Because they don't know. Elle doesn't know what to do. And yeah, it's just like they just have like a weird thing, and Elle talking to her being like, oh yeah, you know, like he ran away with someone, but like she knows who that is. Like she knows it's her. And just that kind of like, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, Jessica, the receptionist, is just like, but like, what if that woman like loved him? And you're just like,
Yeah.
And then this is when Elle realizes that Neve is not Neve.
Yes.
And it's actually Kiara. Partially because she called her Ellie at some point,
Yeah.
which only Kiara ever did, but
Yeah.
her colors were wrong. Which again, also,
Yeah, that's right. Her like
I laugh
aura
so much
colors.
because this was after I'd gotten my aura photo, and I was like, oh my god, the colors, I totally get it. But then, yeah, so like that's when they kind of get into it, because like she's like, I'm just trying to figure out like why Helena brought me back, like I don't know what's going on either. And then that's when she finds out that like Jess was turned to stone, which is against the Witchcraft Act something something. So basically now they have to help each other because they both have something over the other one. You're just like, oh man,
Oh,
man, man,
yeah.
man. I think, oh yeah, and then here, this is when, again, Theo's like worried about kind of like losing her home because like Neve's being weird, because it's not
Because
Neve.
it's not Eve.
And that's when she finds like there's white sorbus in the cupboard, which we learn later is like how she's being drugged. But like Milo cuts his finger.
Yes.
And then that's how like she's trying to like bandage his hand, but like the blood gets on the pages of the Book of Osiris, and like then the words come out, and you're like, oh my
Which is so funny because that scene, I was like, oh, how convenient. And now in retrospect, I'm like,
yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Very,
Yep.
Oh my God, I can't believe, I don't think we're gonna get the answers that we need in
And he
July,
was
and
the
I'm
one
so
that wrote in the
upset.
book in the first place to find out that the pen and the pencil didn't work on the paper.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh. Ay, yay. Yay. Elle and Kira have drinks, and this is kind of when they're just like, okay, I think we need to get. Kira thinks that, like, Dabney might be able to help figure out how to, like, unstone Jez just because they need someone who's, like, powerful enough or whatever. And you're like,
Yeah. You're like, that seems like a bad idea, but okay.
yeah, right?
Which, I mean, to be fair, Elle is also like, that seems like a bad idea, but also I don't have any other options right now,
Yeah.
so.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this is where it just. Oh my God, there's still so much left.
I know. So much happens.
So the witch finders have this like dunking pool witch drowning contraption. And this is when, so yeah, like they've found Sheila. A whole bunch of people have like come over to like watch, like, you know, the crazy American witch finder who is exactly comes across exactly as you think he would. Yeah, like they've all like come to watch, and it's just even like Sheila's like speaking to Luke, like, and just being like, please don't, like.
Oh, yeah, it's so awful.
Well, and then too, the whole thing with so many of the witch trials was like, confess or we're gonna do this thing. So of course they're like, are you a witch? And she's like, yes. So then Luke's like, cool, so she confessed, so like
Yeah, so like, what's the point
we
of
don't need
the
to
dunking?
do the thing to see if she like can survive to prove that she's a witch. And they're like, no, that's not how it works. Oh, and I just felt so like, because like Luke felt so bad.
Oh, I know.
Ugh. But then yeah, so like she obviously ends up like exploding the tank and getting out. But then Luke's dad just shoots her with a crossbow.
Yeah. I was really upset.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to get free.
Yeah. And I thought it was gonna be like, you know, Luke redemption, they run off, they like figure something out. Nope.
Nope, she just dies. And then Luke gets like kidnapped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting kidnapped.
Oh my God.
Because, yeah, so Chinara decides to go find Leonie. Kara's still working because they have to, like, plan her coronation still, of course.
Oh my God, I know. That's the most insane thing. It's like all this is happening, and then like Kiara's coronation still being planned.
Even later when, like, literally the day of, like, all the stuff's happening, and she's like, can we not, like, postpone
Like, can't we
this?
postpone this? Like, wouldn't that
But then they're like,
make more
no, because
sense?
it hasn't happened yet, so you don't have the power to
Yeah.
postpone.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like, of course, the Prime Minister wants to be there, which is like a whole big thing. Again, because if it's stupid lackey, that's the problem.
Yes.
And then that's when we learn like Leonie and her brother in Siberia in like
Siberia,
a
yep.
torture cell. And of
In
course,
like a Siberian prison,
yeah.
basically. But like the witch version. I mean, kind of just a Siberian
I mean,
prison.
yeah, probably.
But I'm assuming there's some like witchy anti-power
Yeah.
things going on as well.
Yeah. And then that's when we learn that like Dabney Hale has like he's wanted to like basically sort of finish, I guess, what King Solomon had started, and it was just the whole like basically because women exist and they've gone against, you know, their natural place of like rearing children and all that stupid shit. So basically, the warlocks and the mundane men are gonna work together to like destroy the women because, and like now the Shadow Cabinet's worried because what is, I think she even says like women of mass destruction. LOL. And he says like there isn't a witch on earth who can stop me and blah blah. And I'm just like, and it's the whole thing of like, you know. The witch finders and stuff hate witches, but they're gonna work with the warlocks because then that'll just like, but it's the same thing. Like, and it's
Yeah,
just.
I know. They're the worst.
Ugh. I think that's what it was. Like, they just. They show all the bad people so well
Oh, yeah.
in just such a, like, yep, nope, that's, yep, totally. I hate it. This is stupid. And that's when we find out that he's going to get Leonie to kill the Prime Minister, which of course will then set off all the chaos of like the witches killed the Prime Minister and blah blah, and like, and that way Dabney can like take over, and it's just stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Ugh. So Elle is like trying to clean the house to like distract herself.
Not working.
And then that's when Theo learns about white sorbus and like what it does, and like wondering, she's like, oh, that would be kind of weird that like Neve was, because like Neve did use that on me at the very, very beginning when I like, you know, was first at Grillings and was like,
yeah, because she was having like dreams that, yeah, in her sleep she was like causing things to,
and like Neve had asked her if it was okay if she gave her some, so like she's like, it's weird that she'd be doing this, but like that's what she's doing. And then that's when Holly comes out and they say like, no matter what, like we're sisters before, you know, mm-hmm. no matter what kind of relationship I'm in with a man, like our sisterhood comes
above.
You come
first.
Which again, later on, just is a whole other thing, apparently.
Oh, man.
Well, because, yeah, so then, like, Theo's doing Kara's makeup for the coronation, because it's coronation day.
Mm-hmm.
And I love when she asks, like, how did you learn how to do this?
Yeah.
And she's just like, YouTube and Drag Race. Correct.
So good.
That is the only way to learn how to do makeup. And that's when Kara's like, again, because we're like, she doesn't seem that bad, like, evil. She's like, I shouldn't be high priestess. Like, this isn't right. And, like, even Theo's like, that's the whole reason that you should be. Because, of course, mm-hmm. again, she still thinks she's Neve at that point.
Right.
I think Theo says, like, that should be the first question that anyone's asked, being like, do you want to be high priestess? And anyone who says yes, immediately disqualified. Because, like, you're too eager for the power or whatever. But for someone who doesn't want it, realistically, yeah, probably would be better in charge of having power, but
which is probably correct.
Yep. Well, yeah, and then this is when we find Luke trapped in the cellar.
Yes.
And then all of, like, the Witchfinder men are going to the coronation.
Mm-hmm.
But because Luke is awesome, he had taken some sad men with him mm-hmm. to Sheila's drowning, because I think at that point he'd still hope that he could maybe get them both out of it. But then that's what he uses to escape. And he's like, ha, because I'm half witch. And I was like, oh, yay.
Right?
Yay, Luke.
Yay, Luke. And he's going to go try and save Neve.
Yeah.
Who he definitely still thinks is Neve.
I know. But yeah, so then, oh, yeah. Then this is when, like, they're all getting ready to be teleported to the coronation, and they're like, so Chinara's missing, Leonie's missing, Sheila's missing, this isn't good.
Yeah, at times.
Is that when I think Luke shows up at that point, and that's when I think she's like, I'm not Neve, and she like throws him against the wall and like wipes his memory, or like
she like something. She starts to wipe his memory, but then she gets teleported because she's taking too long. So they just like grab her and take her to the coronation.
Of course they don't.
So because then she's like, I hope I didn't accidentally sever him, because like I don't know what was happening there. Like she got pulled out of there mid mind wipe.
Yeah. Ugh. And then it's just like bam into the coronation, which is all like super wedding processional styles, basically.
Yep.
But as this is happening and everyone's saying their, you know, things, that's when Theo like realizes.
Yeah, because they give Kiara some kind of, like...
She has to drink...
Rhapsody or something?
Yeah, because, yeah, she says... How does she describe it? Like, something like...
Something like heroin.
But, like, more...
But more addictive.
Than heroin. But she's like, oh, cool, whatever, it's tradition. Ha ha, like...
Makes it right? You're like, all right, I guess.
And then, yeah, so then Theo's able to, like, see. So, like, she calls her out.
Yeah, because it, like, lowers Kiara's defenses.
And that's when, like, Mora also, like, realizes who she is.
Yep.
But then, this is when, like, everything just, like...
Oh, everything.
Like, it starts popping
hits
off.
Hits the fan.
Because Leonie shows up.
Yep.
And they can immediately tell she's hexed, but, like, mm-hmm. she's trying to kill the Prime Minister.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as this is all happening, Hale, like Dabney, he teleports Kiara out of there so that she doesn't even know what's going
Pulls
on.
her right out of there.
And then we get Leonie, like, because she's Hex, she can see, like, she's watching herself, like, try to kill the Prime Minister, and, like, people are trying to stop her, and, like, Elle realizes, so she's, like, flinging Elle out of the way, but then the witch hunters come, and then, like, T'Nara bursts through and, like, blows up a whole bunch of other stuff, and you're just like, but then because T'Nara's trying to stop Leonie, and Leonie's hexed, then, like, T'Nara gets hexed, so, like, Elle's trying to figure out what the hell's going on with there. But then the Prime Minister is like dying because he gets
Witches
teleported
are
with.
dying. People are dying left, right, and center.
So, of course, she wants to try and save the Prime Minister because she knows like that's going to be
Yeah, she's
the
like, this is going to be
problem.
real bad.
But then she finds like Holly and Theo, and they have some of the White Sorbus, so they're going to try and like stop Leonie and Shannara from like fighting. But at this moment, this is when they like learn about the White Sorbus and like Neve not being Neve. And Elle's, because Elle and Theo are talking, and Theo, I'm just bringing this up because I think this is what ties into the very end. Because Theo says something like, okay, so then like, where's Neve? And Elle says, oh, she's like, she's buried on whatever,
Right.
whatever meadow.
Right.
And it was just like one of those things where if it was like any other book, you would have been like, okay, yeah, whatever. But I was just like, why are you telling me this? And then again, nothing happened. So I was like, oh, it was fine. Until the last sentence of the book. And so I don't know. So I clocked this moment, despite it being in the middle of this huge battle. Because I was just like, why are you telling Theo this? Why does Theo need to know where Neve is? You know?
I do.
So that's all happening. Luke is trying to get to, he's come to, he's remembered things. He didn't get severed. He didn't lose his memory. He's trying to get to Manchester. Karen Hale are like in a restaurant above
Oh
everything.
my God.
And he was just like, no, like, I love you. It's always, you know, you were never meant to be the High Priestess. Like, I had no idea that you were going to get amnesia from before. Like, I'm the Demon King, like, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, yeah, but all those times, like, you let demons do things to me. It very much had like a pimp, drug
Oh
lord,
yeah.
slum house,
Absolutely.
sex worker situation feel, just the way they talk. Like, because yeah, she was just like, yeah, but you let them do stuff to me. And I was like, oh, I don't like this.
Brutal.
But then conveniently, she snaps his neck and kills him.
Right? I was like, hot damn.
So easy.
Right?
She spent two books trying to get this guy, and then she just like walks up and like.
Just snaps his neck. I was like,
I
go, Kiara.
know. But then she puts the crown on, and I was like,
Oh, and you're like, why would you do this? Lessons learned, zero.
And then this is when we get like kind of the rest of her memories.
Yes, all of her memories come back with this crown situation.
Yeah, so like that's when we learn about like when her mom took her to London and like them trying to like get, you know, the future evil out of her when she hexes the mundane, so therefore she couldn't go to the school and she ends up with Jude, but then Jude just like disappears.
Disappears.
You know, she drops out, like she goes back for like Elle's wedding and almost kisses Conrad, so then you're like, wait, what's happening here?
And then.
Well, and then we learn that like she was the one that like made Julia Collins like kill herself, which like
Right,
started
that's
all the other
right.
stuff.
Yeah. Kicked off the war.
Yeah. But then Hale
But
wanted her to
then.
go kill Neve because, and he did the whole thing of like, oh, because like you guys are twins, like you've never been, like you're only a half, but like if you kill her, then like you're gonna be a whole, and it's this whole thing. Except she doesn't kill Neve. She makes everyone believe that Conrad died. But like everyone. So everyone believes
Oh,
that he
yeah.
died, that she killed him or something. But she wipes his memories and drops him off naked on the coast somewhere. So this whole time,
He's alive.
like he doesn't know who he is, nobody, like, and even Kiara at some point is like, I have no idea like where he is now. And you're just like, what?
Yeah, and she like implanted like a false memory in Neve that she like found him all like torn up and bloody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like
I know. I know. I was like, say what now?
Yeah.
And isn't there a part in the first book where you get that flashback of when Neve almost severs Kiara and Kiara says something about telling her where Conrad is and she thinks she's just like
I think
being
so,
evil?
yeah.
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 And you were like, oh my God.
Yeah, because she's the only one that knew that that's what happened.
Yeah. Ugh.
But then, yeah, then she, like, can't even take the crown off. And
Yeah.
basically, like, so, like, the witches have kind of ended the fight at Hecate, like, at the coronation. The witch finders are dead. Leonie's not hexed anymore. Elle's healing people and stuff. She goes and kills Harkaway because, of course, he's the one who's like wants to put video out.
Yeah, so he's the one in like the prime minister's assistant that was like obviously working with the witch hunters this entire time.
Yeah, with and like with Hale and stuff to
Yeah.
like do all of this. Yeah,
Yeah.
to like set this up to then use it as an excuse to like end humanity, basically. Or
And the witches.
yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
But then, like, she gets all this, like, weird thing, and she thinks, like, Guy is talking through her. And you're just like, I don't think so. And because, like, again, with the whole, like, you need to, like, cleanse everyone, you're just like, no, I don't think this sounds good.
Yeah, bad news, bad news.
And that's when freaking Luke's dad shows up and crossbows her.
This guy.
Crossbow. But then of course then he's like trying to kill Luke, but then she gets back up and like kills him. And then that's when she's like, I think the rest of kind of like her memories come back, and even like her and
Yeah.
Luke kind of are talking, and he's like, you don't think like this isn't what Guy like no, like this sounds exactly like what a demon would do. Try to like lull you into thinking these
Right.
things, and like
Yeah.
she's just like, you know, like I'm bad, like I'm not like Neve, and he's like, yeah, but you've done all these things, like you know, you did protect Theo throughout your time at the cabin, you did help these people, you did do these things, like the only way you can make the amends to all of this is to like go back to where it started.
Yeah.
And then she destroys the crown, and you're like, what?
Right? Just like snaps that thing into dust. Like
Yeah.
it's no big deal. And you're like, oh, okay.
One could, and like that was the whole part because too even like I think Dabney was like I kept trying to figure because like in the first book the whole thing was Theo being the Sully child and like was gonna rise as Leviathan blah blah blah, but then like in here I kept being like, oh my God, like is it gonna be Kiara at some point? But then I think Dabney says that like
That it was
it's
him.
him,
Yeah.
and I was like, oh, but like clearly through all of this like Kiara seems to be pretty freaking powerful, and like she was the one that was gonna like end all the th these things
Yeah.
because. Yeah, I was just like,
Yeah.
it was crazy. And then yeah, that's when then we get to like 5 days later. Oh, and like Leonie is okay, Radley's healing.
Yeah.
They're not good. They don't have any like charges against them, but like Kiara and Luke are basically on the run.
Yeah.
They've never found Sinead. At first Leonie like wanted to like go and try and find stuff, but Chinara's just like, no.
Right.
We are staying home and being a family now. And then Kiara definitely goes to the Prime Minister and is like, you're not gonna let anything happen to anybody. You're not gonna let any video get out. We've been scared of you for so long. It's time for you to be scared of us or something.
Yeah.
You're like, what? And I guess, yeah, it was just referred to as like the storm, because obviously, like, stuff was destroyed in Manchester.
Very much so.
And Theo's moving into Holly's house, and that's when we like know the truth about Luke. And I think even Theo says like he had so many chances to kill all us, like he's not bad. And then that's when like Milo walks up with the book, The Song of Osiris. But then nothing happens. Like
Yeah.
we don't see what happens there. We just see Theo later, and then whatever. And you're like, what? Then this is when Tanara and Leonie come to see Elle, because, like, she's messaged him being like, I need help, because Jez is still stone.
Jez is still stone.
And that's when we learn that she's been hiding Kiara. And, like, Luke's gone. You know, basically, Her Majesty's Royal Coven is kind of gone. Witchfinders, you know, are sort of ended. And then I think Leonie kind of laughs, because she's like, wait, is Diaspora, like, now the biggest coven? Like, is it my coven? But then they do the ritual, and they manage to, like, bring Jez back. And you're like, okay, like, and even they're kind of talking and trying to figure out, like, what are we going to do here, right? Yep. Like, are we going to stay together? Are we going to tell the kids the truth? Yep. Like, what is happening with our relationship?
Yeah. What are we going to tell the kids?
Kids. What are we going to tell Holly and Milo?
And then Jez is like, kids. And I was like, oh my God, does he forget he has children?
No.
Nope. They only have one kid.
Mm-hmm.
Just Holly.
Mm-hmm.
Because Milo was stillborn.
What?
And then Elle's like, oh yeah, I do remember that.
What?
And you're like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. And then that's when I was, like, trying to go all Sixth Sense of, like...
Right, same!
Was... But I was like, no, because I feel like he was with too many...
Absolutely was.
And we had times where it was, like, just Theo and Milo, or, like, Holly, Theo, and Milo, and then, like, Holly, Theo, Milo, and Elle. And, like, there was...
Well, and Milo interacts with his friends, so, like...
Yeah, and he's at the school, and he's on the soccer team, or football team, and, like, all the teams... And, like, he exists as something, but then, like,
So my theory is that because they basically, like, so they basically had to, like, take Jez apart down to, like, his molecules, it sounded like, right? Yeah. Like, he was just, like, floating in the air, and then they had to reassemble him. So my theory is whatever weird mind wipey thing... like, is that some kind of mind wipe thing happened to everybody to make them think that Milo didn't die.
Yeah.
And then, like, Milo could be, my God, whatever's happening there.
Yeah.
But then when they took him apart and remade him, it, like, erased the mind thing.
Yeah, that would be.
And then somehow that triggered, like, him saying that triggered Elle's memory.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, because
that's the only thing I could think of.
Well, because at first, because I was trying to think, because, like, we knew that Elle was doing, like, the glamour and stuff on Jez.
Yeah.
To kind of have it more, like, for her looks. And I was like, oh, like, was this something that, like, she created to then, like, do that? But then I was like, no, then that wouldn't make sense that he existed outside of their house.
Right.
But yeah, that makes sense that somehow... who we learn right near the end, like, that Milo was stillborn, but said person thing, demon thing,
entity
came and, like, yeah, kind of mind wipe them all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. They all end up in the forest again.
Mm-hmm.
Elle's confused, obviously, because she's like, what's happening? But then, like...
Yeah, because she's like, how do I have this entire child that doesn't exist?
And, like, Kiara, like, always knew something was off with Milo, but then all of a sudden, like, Jude walks up.
Yep.
And you're like, what? Because, again,
looking it was always... as young as Jude was when Kiara first met him.
Yeah, and, like, that was the thing where it was always like, oh, he just left. He just kind of disappeared. So, like, I kept thinking that maybe, like, Dabney did something to him.
Right, that's what I was thinking too.
Or that, like, he didn't exist as Jude, which lol. But that it was always Dabney, because, like, Dabney went like that, like, I always thought it was somehow related to that. But, like, it wasn't, because everyone gets frozen in time and Jude and Kiara are talking and he's like, ha ha ha, like, Jude's the patron saint of lost causes, how did you not figure it out? And you're like, what?
And you're like, because Jude's a fairly normal name.
But it's actually Lucifer,
Lucifer.
who was Jude and Milo.
And then Milo.
And then you're like, wait, what? And then Theo comes out of the forest all muddy. And then they see a pale person, and they, 'cause they hear a footstep with like a, branch cracks, and they see a pale footstep over. So we literally just like in the very end of the
Oh,
book
yeah.
got all of this chaos of like, oh, Lucifer has been like in these women's lives as various things. And then Theo was like digging around in the dirt somewhere, which at this point, throughout both books, they've always said that like bringing anything back from the dead, that was always the problem with Kiara, was that she was like trying to bring a bird back to
Oh, yeah, she
life.
tried to bring that sparrow back.
Is like bad, you can't do that, it's dark magic. Nothing to do with dead things. But because we knew that they had buried Kiara's body with Neve's soul, and because they said a pale look, just because they always talk about how
How pale they are, yeah.
pale they are, and they saw like a pale foot, and I was like, is that supposed to be Neve? Like, did Theo just do dark magic and,
I think probably.
or how, not necromancy, or like
I
bring
mean,
her back?
yeah.
And then that's how it freaking ends.
Yep, that's how it ends. That's how it ends. That's how it ends. Where's the next one, please? I don't think it is either. Because I also found something about this book
Yes,
called
so.
Hu The Human Rights. Sounds like it's the next, the chronologically next one.
Okay. Yeah, because.
But it's Her Majesty's Royal Coven number 4 on Goodreads.
Okay, yeah, so so Queen Bee must be like a
It's
technically like a
like,
2.5.
yeah, it's like a, it's almost
Because they
like a
keep talking about it
prequel.
being a trilogy.
Yes.
But
And it
Queen.
sounds like that one's about Anne Boleyn.
Yes.
So it's like a throwback.
Yeah, because they've talked about her previously being like
Yes.
one of the first. Because yeah, it's 1536, the Queen has been beheaded. Lady Grace Fairfax, who is a witch, knows that something foul was at play, that someone had betrayed Anne Boleyn and her coven. Wild with the loss of their leader, so like Anne Boleyn was the leader of the coven, and her lover, secret is spilled on Graceland. She will do anything in her power to like track down the traitor. There's more at stake than revenge. Something, something, something. King Henry has sent the witch finders after them. They've organized, blah, blah, blah. His cruel reign could mean the end of witchkind itself. If Grace wants to find her revenge and live, she'll have to do more than disappear. She will have to be reborn. In this gripping, propulsive, sultry, short novel, Juno Dawson takes us back to the bloody beginnings of Her Majesty's Royal Coven to show us through strength, steel, and sacrifice what it takes to make a sisterhood. So this is not going to answer her questions.
No, it's gonna answer zero questions, actually. I mean, maybe it'll drop some little clues. Just like some little clues. Little
So like either way, it's gonna have to be
breadcrumbs.
like next year probably, right? When they
Yeah, I
conclude.
think so. I think so.
I just like
Unfortunately, yeah, I think so.
because I feel like with other series that I've read, or like, I mean, I guess the only series that I like read where not all the books were out was Twilight. But I think like I'd gotten in late enough that I'd read the first three, and then Breaking Dawn was the only one that like
Okay, fair.
had to come out.
Yeah.
But I'm sure obviously with the series that we do not talk about, that
Yes.
kind of was one of those things. But like
Hundo.
I also don't feel like a lot of those books ended on literal last line and word
Yeah, not quite like this.
gigantic
No.
cliffhangers like this.
No. Although there was always a lot of room for speculation about what was going to happen next.
Yeah.
I spent lots of time theorizing about those
Yeah.
books.
But just yeah, I can't deal with this like last line.
Yeah.
twice. She's gotten us twice now.
Twice. I know. I know. Yeah.
Seriously.
I know. I know. There's not even like a speculative release date for this. Like,
yeah.
Upset. I'm upset. Yeah. But it sounds like they're adapting this for TV.
What?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I found this article that says that they are. Yeah.
Does it say like
adapting the books for TV?
I'm assuming it's a streaming platform of some kind.
Yeah, I don't know. It's Jess Britton, who has worked on Cleek and Skins, will adapt the book for books for TV. I'm assuming some British.
I was going to say that sounds
doing it. Yeah.
That sounds just like that's.
Yeah, it's probably like one of the BBC.
Yeah.
BBC something.
One of the numbers,
yeah. Do they have other networks?
Yes, they do, because it's always a big thing, because Great British Baking Show was on one of them and then like got moved to another one. So then that's why one of the, like Mary Berry, why she initially left, because they like took it off one of the, you know.
Oh, here we go. The fantasy trilogy, Her Majesty's Royal Coven, has been picked up and optioned for TV by Left Blank Pictures, the producers of The Crown.
Nice.
So, sounds like it could land on, like, Netflix or something.
Yeah.
Cool. Either way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just in development, but still, I think it would work extremely well as a TV show.
Yeah.
As, like,
an 8-10 episode, like,
totally.
Series.
Oh, for sure.
This would be so
good. Yeah. Because each book definitely has like multiple episodes inside of it. Like you can see how those episodes would look.
Well, and that's just it, right? Like, and even if they only did for the first book, because it ends on a cliffhanger, like if it's one of those things where like if that was it, that was it. But then like it would be such a good way to then be like, does anybody want season two? Like,
right?
Easy enough to then like get picked up, kind of a thing to like finish out the.
Totally.
Especially then with knowing that there's like the third installment as well.
Right?
That we're apparently never gonna get.
Me now. I know. Oh,
man.
Cannot believe.
I just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gonna be thinking about this for a while.
Oh, yeah. The whole Milo thing just absolutely sent me. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's just, like, so, like...
I just, like, literally, I was like, what? What?
Well, and because of the way that
Oh, my God.
It goes, so, like... Yeah, so we see him with Theo and, like, bringing the book, being, like, as if, like, ooh, I found something.
Mm-hmm.
Convenient. And then... We get the whole, like, no, Milo is not alive. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But then also that, like, Lucifer is just, like...
Yep.
Because, like, that was the... Because there was... Satan was split into three things, right? Lucifer, Belial, which is the one that Helena, like, invoked in the first book.
Yeah.
And then Leviathan, was supposed to be this one that was, like, coming, which I guess technically maybe was Kiara in this book?
Yeah.
Slash Dabney a little bit, like, because we don't really know who was really, like, did Dabney think he was supposed to be him, but really it was always, I don't know, and then, like.
I know. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't even know where to go from here. Man.
Yeah.
We're going to be back in 2 weeks with the book club book? Yes.
Yep.
Correct. The Starling House?
Is that yes. Book? Starling House. Okay. Yeah.
In my head, it had the word sparrow, but I was like, nope. Different bird.
Different bird.
And yeah, I guess we're just going to have to process this and possibly in July do another... urgent episode of Queen Bee, just in that kind of to try and tide us over till
the actual third one.
Man,
oh my God,
screaming.
Yeah, Yeah.
Again, it's just because it's right down to the last word of the last sentence. I
I
can't
know. I know.
But this is why we have the podcast, so that we can talk about these books because it's amazing.
I know. As soon as I got to the end, I was like, I'm so glad I left reading this book until like literally right before this episode
Yeah.
because I needed to talk about it immediately.
Man. But yeah,
Yeah.
we're gonna go think about our lives for a little bit, and
Bye.
we'll see y'all in 2 weeks.
Bye.